BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening and welcome to BTV News. The Provincial Party Standing Committee has issued Plan Number 146 to implement Directive Number 41 of the Politburo aimed at strengthening the party's leadership over emulation and commendation efforts in the current context. The plan highlights three guiding principles and sets out seven key tasks and solutions. These include boosting awareness across party organizations, government bodies, officials, and the public about the importance of emulation and commendation work, enhancing the leadership role and accountability of the party committees and leaders, promoting innovation and creativity in emulation movements to increase public engagement, stepping up reviews and evaluations of the campaigns, improving the quality and substance of the commendations through the continued reform, strengthening state management, inspection, and oversight to prevent negative practices, and reinforces the organizational structure and responsibilities of emulation and commendation councils at all levels.
The People's Committee of Bình Định Province has issued a decision to establish the Bình Thành Industrial Cluster in Tây Sơn District with Thiên Hưng Mỹ Thọ Company Limited designated as the investor responsible for infrastructure development. The industrial cluster will be located in Kiên Long Hamlet, Bình Thành Commune, Tây Sơn District, covering an area of 75 hectares. The total investment for technical infrastructure construction is estimated at 320.5 billion Vietnam dong. Groundbreaking is scheduled for September this year, with completion and commencement of operations expected by October 2026.
In recent days, the egg market in Bình Định Province has faced major challenges following the rapid spread of rumors about fake eggs, seriously impacting both prices and consumer demand. Egg prices, which had previously remained stable across many localities, have dropped sharply. Sales have also declined significantly. The situation is not only causing economic losses for farmers and egg distributors, but also affecting overall market sentiment. In response, authorities are urging the public to remain cautious, verify information through official channels, and avoid spreading unverified rumors that could further destabilize the market.
On May the 30th, the Region 2 Coast Guard Command, in coordination with the Provincial Party Committee's Propaganda and Mass Mobilization Departments and relevant units, organized the Coast Guard Accompanies Fishermen program in Nhân Châu Commune, Quy Nhơn City. As part of the program, the units provided medical consultations, health checkups, and free medication to 137 local residents. They also visited and presented gifts to families of wounded veterans. Earlier, the delegation laid flowers and offered incense in tribute to fallen heroes at Nhân Châu Commune Martyrs Cemetery. They also paid courtesy visit and donated to office printers to the Nhân Châu Commune People's Committee. And that's the end of the news today. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.